The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Although Jesus had performed so many signs in the presence of the people, they did not believe in him. Then Jesus cried aloud, "Whoever believes in me believes not in me, but in him who sent me. And whoever sees me sees him who sent me. I have come as light into the world, so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. I do not judge anyone who hears my words and does not keep them, for I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my word has a judge. On the last day, the word that I have spoken will serve as judge. For I have not spoken on my own, but the Father who sent me has himself given me a commandment about what to say and what to speak. And I know that his commandment is eternal life. What I speak, therefore, I speak just as the Father has told me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Many children fear the dark. Monsters and ghosts live in the dark. Flip on the light switch, however, and all the fears disappear. The real world is so much less scary when the light is on. What's true for children is also true for us, but on a different level. We have many fears, and so many appear because we are in the dark. We don't know the future. We can't control every outcome. We fear spiritual darkness because our souls were created for the light. But Jesus came into the world as light. When we know Jesus, the light comes into our lives and our fears disappear. We still don't know the future, but he does. We still can't control every outcome, but his providence guides us. Like the little child who is relieved when mom or dad comes into that dark room with Jesus, we can rest assured that everything will be okay. Now, if there is one thing we should fear, it is ourselves. People like to say that St. Philip Neri used to wake up in the morning, look into the mirror, and say, "Lord, watch out for Philip, lest he betray you again today." The Lord speaks of the self-inflicted condemnation of not accepting his words. When we feel the inner tug of our pride or sensuality beckoning us to confide more in ourselves than Jesus Christ, we should pause. It is like a spiritual red flag telling us that our adherence to Jesus' words is waning. If we stick with Jesus and despise the thought of going our way rather than his, we will avoid that inner darkness, which is far more fearsome than anything the world can throw at us. Finally, we can all recognize that the philosophy of the 1960s has left a long trail of wreckage holding on to this day. Do your own thing, the Woodstock creed that made people believe self-assertion is the key to happiness. As counterintuitive as it may sound, obedience is the key. Jesus was the man who could walk on water, pacify storms with the snap of a finger, and provide dinner for thousands with a few loaves and fish. Yet he teaches that happiness does not come from earthly power. Instead, it comes from a life of obedience to the Father's command. Obeying the Father is the road to eternal life, a life of fulfillment beyond anything this world could offer us. Lord, take away all my fears. I know my true good is to be found in loving and following you. Please give me the strength to obey the Father and find the eternal life I seek. Amen.